Evacuees who may or may not return have spread across the country to all 50 states. In some cases, families are sponsoring evacuees in hotels, church basements, even in their own homes. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff introduces us to one man who is putting up a family of nine.
Jerry Quinn and the Watsons couldn't be more different.
Everything good? Are you okay?
Quinn is from Galway, Ireland, single with no kids. He owns a popular restaurant and nightclub. The Watsons had never left Louisiana before they fled the rising water. Zenda is a stay-at-home mom, and Kentrell is an auto parts worker. Of their seven children, the oldest is nine, the youngest just 3 months old. But Jerry Quinn behaves as if the Watsons are long-lost family. He scoops up the youngest, three-month-old Lyshawn Rell, and coos.
You are absolutely. Can I hold him for?
Yeah.
Hold her.
Yeah, she is absolutely gorgeous.
After giving Lyshawn Rell her bottle, Quinn steps outside on his deck. He picks up one of the other children and puts her on his lap. He explains how it came to pass that this family has suddenly become his new family.
Well, you know, I wanted to help, and I figured I want to do a little more than Red Cross. I think Red Cross is great. You know, I donated to it. I donated to the Salvation Army, and I felt I wanted to do some more than that.
Quinn met the Watsons through a woman connecting families and shelters with sponsors in Massachusetts. The family then drove up from a shelter in Baton Rouge in their last major possession, a Chevy Blazer. Quinn paid for their gas, food, and hotels along the way. When they arrived, he moved out of his four-bedroom house in the Brighton neighborhood of Boston so the Watsons could use his entire home. He now rents a room with friends. He scoffs at the suggestion that it's a big sacrifice for strangers, strangers who sometimes can't understand each other because of his Irish brogue and their Louisiana drawl.
It's fun. It's a new experience for me. It's great to see the kids having fun. It makes me feel good.
Zenda Watson says Quinn's generosity is a blessing from God.
We are definitely blessed. All the time I told my husband, I say, all the things that we have done for a lot of people, and we thought that it would never come back, but we deserve this. We really deserve this, and I thank God for it.
Quinn has become a sort of project manager for their lives. He enrolled the children in school and often drives them. He keeps their refrigerator filled with food. He's also helping the father find a job. Quinn says he takes his role seriously.
It's a responsibility, not for 6 weeks, not for 2 months. It's no good. It has to be at least a year. So that's my responsibility to this family, and I will definitely hold by it.
Kentrell Watson says they plan to stay in Massachusetts for at least the next 2 years.
I'm looking forward to the snow that they have down here. Yeah, I know a lot of people think I'm crazy, but hey, you don't get too much snow in New Orleans.
Quinn says he's happy the family plans to stay, and eventually he hopes to find them their own home.
You know, I'd love to see them stay here, you know, because I'm sure I'm going to get attached to the kids. And everything, I mean, they're a beautiful family, as you can see.
For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.